The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, when I studied at the university, I took a class. I don't know if it was history class, Japanese history. Actually, it was Japanese religious history, I think it was. But I took this class, and there was some occasion that I was talking to the professor, and there was some little detail of Japanese history. And it was such a little detail, I said to him, this is not something we need to know. This is not important enough. We have to, I have to remember this or know it or something. I was thinking back for the test or something. This, you know. And he looked at me like, I always thought, boy, he was like a Zen master for me. He looked at me and said, "Gil, everything is important. There's no little detail that's unimportant. Everything is important. Every person you meet is important. Every detail of what you're doing in the moment is important. There might be other things that are important as well. But this an attitude, a way of life, that feels that things are important. Life is important. And guess who's important? You're important." And there's a way to interpret Buddhism that's a lot about letting go, and then there's all this teaching about there's not self, and you're not supposed to be selfish. And it's easy to kind of be so self-effacing that we don't want to take care of ourselves, or we don't think we're important. If you look at the statue of the Buddha, if you haven't looked closely, so you should go up here and look at it at some point. This is someone who is not asserting themselves, not asking for anything, not pushing for anything, but someone who's sitting here with tremendous presence. They're really sitting upright and really inhabiting this moment, inhabiting this seat. Here I am. It looks to me like someone who sits with a lot of self-respect. But maybe it's a self-respect that is so full that it's not respect even, but it's certainly not disrespect. So to this attitude, it's of going about the world with respect for everyone, including ourselves. And when we don't respect ourselves, something inside of us begins to shrivel and dry up and wither up. And to sit, stand, walk in the world with a certain kind of presence that's not undermined by self-disrespect. Then our respect for others, our respect for what we do in the world, has more value. It carries a greater message of care, of attention, of valuing the world around us. And I think that's one of the core ideas for me of this idea of respect, is we value what we respect. We're showing the appreciation or valuing, thinking that's important. When we disrespect, when we don't have respect for someone or something, then we're kind of giving the message that you're not valuable in my eyes. I don't appreciate you in my eyes. So to step forward to step into oneself, and even to think of maybe meditation, whatever posture you're taking in meditation, let it be a posture where you feel a certain kind of self-respect. Don't collapse when you meditate. Don't cower. Don't pull back when you meditate. But don't be assertive either. Don't lean forward into the world. But to sit and be present with some certain degree of self-respect, that you value yourself, you value who you are, you appreciate yourself. And then, as I said, then when you come into have contact with others, you can respect them. And your respect, your valuing of them will actually count for more. Some people are so quick to apologize for themselves. There are some people who seems like, you know, they don't go 5 minutes without saying they're sorry for something. I'm sorry, you know, I exist. And what happens when we are diminishing our own value and apologizing and feeling like we're unimportant or we're a nuisance for people, that what we have to offer them gets diminished. But if we respect ourselves, if we're not always apologizing for ourselves, then what we have to say and might actually, when we say good things, might actually carry more value. That people can hear it better. Our words, even saying I'm sorry, has less value if we collapse and fall over. Oh, I'm so sorry. That's one way. And if you, maybe you need to say you're sorry. I sometimes have to say I'm sorry. But if you sit up and you're ready and you're there and say, you know, you're really, I'm sorry. I mean, that maybe counts. Then, you know, then you're not even looking the person in the eye. You're collapsing. So how you are conveys so much. And if people, it's valuable to value people. And so you want to be able to have some strength coming from you of that expression without being assertive, without being dominating, but not being, not sinking, not collapsing. So so I think of this statue, the way the Buddha is sitting here, as the middle way. He's clearly a strong person sitting here, and he's clearly not asserting himself on anybody or dominating anyone. And in that place, we can maybe, in that middle way, we can create really wonderful connections to others and support for others. Mentioned how there are some people who are so quick to say sorry. So the culture I grew up in was in Norway, Norwegian culture, and there the people don't say sorry very much, but they say thank you a lot. That you say if you spend time with someone, you're leaving, you say thanks for now, and then when you see them next time, you say thanks for last time. Thanks for the food. Thanks for the company. Thanks for the, you know, just this. And that can be overdone. But it's nice when we thank people. Thanks is a great thing. Expresses gratitude. But there too, if you diminish yourself, like your value, your value, then that thank you doesn't have much value. You know, I'm sorry I have to tell you that I'm grateful. I'm not trying to, you know, I'm not trying to have too much self here because I'm a Buddhist, you know, but I do have some gratitude. I mean, that's, you know, the poor person listening to that is going to be, you know, it's kind of like, can't wait to get out of there. But if you should say it in a very calm way, wow, thank you. And you're clearly standing by, there's some strength behind it. There's some definitive, like unapologetic, thank you. Thank you. Then it goes a lot longer. So all these things go further. Apologies go further. Thank you goes further. Love goes further when you say it that way. I love you. Or that was great to spend time with you. And you say, you know, Great to spend time with you, and I'm so sorry I was such a nuisance. I mean, the poor people listening to that, they don't know, like, what? You know? That was, you know, so, but I'm so happy to spend time with you, and that was great. And let that stand without then diminishing or self-effacing ourselves. So mindfulness is an act of respect. And as some of you know, I've said this often enough, that I really like the word respect as almost a near synonym for mindfulness, because of how I interpret the Latin roots for respect. It could mean to look again, to see again. So to take a deeper look at yourself, at others, at the situation you're in. Take the time so that your looking, your presence, there's something behind it, some personal strength, some personal fullness, maybe a wholeness. Maybe that's, some people don't like the word strength, but maybe the word wholeness, the whole of you is there to say thank you, or the whole of you is there to appreciate, to value. The whole of you is there to be in the conversation. And we do that with our posture, we do that with our words, we do that with our eyes, we do that with our ears, we do that with our presence. So everything is important. There are no little details that are unimportant. That's a wonderful way to go through the world. And maybe part of the reason I associated my professor, thought of him, he's been my Zen master, was that it was one of the lessons we had in the Zen monastery. That if you're doing something, it's worth doing it fully. This is the most important thing. Just be there for that. No matter how insignificant it might be, what you're doing, you would actually treat it, okay, this is the important thing right now, to respect each thing. And that's a great way to go through the world. So may you think of yourself as valuable. Nothing about you is unimportant. It's all important, all of who you are. And that with that understanding, you might have so much better, more to give the world. So much more that your attention, your presence, your seeing others in the world as being valuable will have so much more impact, good impact on the world. So beginning with yourself, you are undeniably important, each of you. It's really well worth seeing yourself that way. Thank you.